In the studio, I have Rashad Taylor, who is the chief equity officer and counselor to the mayor, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. I actually think I'm interviewing Mayor Bottoms Monday of next week. So this is really a good way to end the week to discuss and highlight something that's big and happening in the city of Atlanta. Rashad Taylor, I've been knowing you for years, man. Been friends with you long time. I kind of followed in your footsteps at the Democratic Party. Good to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are now the chief equity officer and counselor to the mayor. What does that title mean?
It means that I advise the mayor on a number of different subject matters, but mostly how we can make Atlanta more equitable, how we can support and lift up the folks in our city who have been left out, who've been left behind, who've been underserved. Looking at our city government through a lens not of equality, but of equity, making sure people who need get what they need, and the folks who don't need don't get the support. So it's really just advising the mayor on how we can make our city more equitable.
I'm very thankful that she created that position, put you in charge of it. And when I heard the title, I said, they get it. That there's a they get it moment in the title, because as you made the distinction, this is not about equality. This is about equity.
That's right.
That means you get it. We know that you get it when you're talking about equity and not equality. Okay. So let's get into the issue that has some people divided. And some people are for the project. They simply want some things changed. There's a project proposal for Gulch development. Explain that to the listeners.
So most folks who are from Atlanta are familiar with the Gulch. It's that sort of in-ground area near the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, State Farm Arena. It's got, train tracks, a bunch of parking spaces. But it's really, since I've been in Atlanta for 18 years, it's never been more than just a barren sort of wasteland of parking spaces and unused train tracks. And so the mayor has put together a deal that will, I think, transform not just that area of downtown in the city, but it'll have ripple effects all across our city.
This is an expensive development. What's the price tag? Tell us about the money.
It is expensive. And so I'm glad you brought that up. I'd love to bring some clarity to the number, because people hear big numbers and they think that Atlanta's writing a check for $1.75 billion, and that's just not the case. And so there's a private developer that's come to the table, and so partnering with the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta, we have put together an incentive package of up to $1.75 billion to support the development. And so they'll get public incentive up to $1.75 billion. So what does that mean? It means the state is coming to the table. The state of Georgia is coming to the table with $1 billion of that $1.75 billion in incentives. They're going to forego their portion of the sales tax so that they can support this development.
So that's 4 cents in sales tax coming from the state of Georgia that will equal $1 billion
over
the project.
Life of it. That's right.
Okay. And what's that, 30 years?
30, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And then so then you've got $0.75 billion left of the public incentive. Half a billion, about $500 million, will be coming from the tax allocation district in the area. So it's the area is currently generating $0 in property taxes. And so once we do this development, it will start to generate property tax revenue. So that property tax revenue, the future property tax revenue, will now be used in advance to help with the development. So it's a half a billion in anticipated property tax revenue from the development that'll go to the developer. So now you've got $1.5 billion. There's now a gap of about $0.25 billion, $250 million that the local government, Atlanta, is figuring out how to come to the table with. And so we're putting in not as much as any of the other players, but we're getting a lot out of this deal.
What kind of impact do you think this will have after the development is complete?
I think this is going to transform not just downtown, but it's going to have a major impact on the entire city of Atlanta.
So, are we talking about jobs?
We're talking about a lot more than just jobs. You know, a lot of these development projects, that's all people sort of talk about is the jobs that it brings. But let me just go through a couple of the things that this one's going to bring. One, it's going to be a mixture of hotels, commercial, residential space. And so the developer is going to do at least 200 units of affordable housing, up to 30% affordable units. At least 20%, as many as 30% of the units in this development will be affordable.
Let me
ask you. A minimum of 200 units.
Let me ask you, when you say affordable, what's the calculation for affordable housing?
It's the area median income. So it's based on the income of the area, the average income in the area, and we do some percentage of that.
See, and thank you for saying that. One of the things, Rashad, that it's strange saying my own name, but I've been doing it with Rashad Taylor for years, though. But one of the things I've always said is that anytime a public official throws out the term affordable housing, make sure you ask them, what is your definition of affordable housing? You guys are using what we would consider to be a localized element so that your actual cost of living, your median income, all of that is considered locally.
That's right. And in Atlanta, our city code calls for 15% affordability in a development like this, but we're actually going almost double that to 30%, a minimum of 200 units. They're going to put $28 million into an affordable housing trust fund to support affordable housing, not in the Gulch area, but outside the Gulch area. So it's going to have a citywide impact when it comes to affordability.
Let me go ahead.
Yep. No, I was going to get to the jobs.
Go ahead.
About 1,500 to 1,800 construction jobs we're planning to create annually. Once the project is done, we're anticipating upwards of 35,000 permanent jobs that'll be on this site. Those are jobs that will be construction related and also all the industries that'll be in the area. But beyond that, Atlanta has been tagged with a city where economic mobility is not something that is available to everyone. And so in that vein, we have an aggressive plan on minority and women-owned business engagement in the project. And we've got a goal of 38%, almost 40% minority participation is expected in this project. And on top of that, they've got a goal of having at least 10% minority equity interest in the project, ownership in the project. That's generational wealth building. That's transformational, not just in the Gulch area, but to families all across the city.
Let's unpack when you say TAD. Now, TAD means what? Tax allocation
tax
district.
Tax allocation district, tax increment financing, yeah.
And that is City of Atlanta, Fulton County, and APS, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
All right, so APS is in this deal somehow. Is there some exchange for APS? Well, how does APS benefit from the deal?
I think we all benefit from the deal when the development happens, right? We're currently generating $0 in property taxes there. So APS is getting $0 in property taxes from that development. Once we do this $5 billion development, it will be generating significant money in property taxes. APS will be getting, as you know, about half of that.
Now, that won't kick in until after the 30 years?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So in 30 years, APS will start receiving the property tax from that development. Let me ask you, has APS signed on? Has Fulton County signed on?
I'm working now to get it signed on by the Atlanta City Council, one step at a time.
Okay, there it is. That's politics. We got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Okay, back to my friend Rashad Taylor, Chief Equity Officer and Counselor to the Mayor, City of Atlanta. You have some more numbers.
Yeah, so when you talk about I just want to make sure the public understands the public benefit that we're getting for the public incentives that we're offering. So you got the $28 million that's going to go into an affordable housing trust fund that's going to be used across the city, outside the Gulch. We've got a $12 million economic development fund, again, that's going to be used across the city, outside the Gulch. It's going to be distributed through a lens of equity, right? So the folks who need it, the districts, the areas of the city that need economic development, we'll get the resources. They're going to build a mini precinct for the Atlanta Police Department in the Gulch. They're going to build a 7-bay, 16,000-square-foot fire station at a cost of about $12 million. They're going to rebuild the Nelson Street Bridge that we're on the hook for rebuilding. That's going to save us about $5 million. They're going to put $2 million into a workforce development program partnering with the Atlanta Public School System, and there's $125 million that's going back into the Enterprise Fund to support the neighborhoods around Vine City and English Avenue. You've got almost $250 million that I've laid out in public benefit that we're getting for the about $200 million that we're putting into the public incentive on this billion-dollar project. It's another one of those transformational projects, Hartsfield, Atlanta, the airport, transformational to this city. This is going to have a transformational impact all across the city, not just in the 30 acres in downtown in the Gulch.
You have strong supporters. You also have strong opposition. There are people who are saying the numbers don't really work. You don't have enough incentive for the local community. What do you say to those opposers?
I say if you look at any other development in this city that have gotten public incentives to do those developments, none of the benefit has flowed outside that development. This development is going to have a citywide impact. This is the first time, as far as I can tell, in the history of this city that a development is going to have such a citywide impact all across this city outside the footprint of that development. You're talking, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in public and benefit here in the city of Atlanta on things like affordable housing, workforce development, public safety. Those are investments that the city desperately needs. This is a development that we desperately need. We're going to take an eyesore in downtown, a massive hole in the ground, essentially in downtown Atlanta, and turn it into something special.
Let's go to the calls. And thank you for being bold enough to stand by your convictions and take calls from the community.
Yeah, and I want to just thank the mayor for being bold enough to bring a proposal like this to transformational
yeah,
for the city.
It's huge. All right, let's go to Deborah, Georgia stand up. My good friend Deborah. Deborah, what's up?
My good friend Deborah.
Hello, Rashad, and hello, Rashad.
Hello.
I love you both, and Rashad Taylor. I am so excited that you are the chief equity officer. So, but I'm asking you, how are these numbers equitable? Because we're talking about billions of dollars, $1.75 billion of taxpayers' money versus $250 million for incentives. So my first question is, what equity lens did you put this project through in your new role? Because from my understanding, this has been on the books and has been worked on for the last 14 months. And for the city council to get the full package this weekend and expect to read 600 pages and to ask questions for their constituents by Tuesday is unequitable.
All right, so let's do this. And Deborah, we got a lot of other callers who have questions about this as well.
Okay.
So what's your specific?
Ask all my questions right now.
That again.
Can I continue with the questions and then he can answer after?
Yes, you got to be quick.
Okay. How will the existing residents benefit? Is there going to be an economic development fund for them? 10% into a community fund that would be equitable. The use of tax dollars should be used in a blighted area. This area is not a blighted area because it's connected to downtown. Did this go through the NPU and the neighborhood?
Okay, there
I'll
it is.
Stop there.
Rashad Taylor, go ahead. And thank you, Deborah.
Yeah, and thank you, Deborah, for all just the great work you do. We may be on different sides on this issue, but you still do great work.
She does. Remarkable work.
We appreciate you. When it comes to the $1.75 billion, yeah, I mean, that's an important point. $1 billion is coming from the state's coffers. The state of Georgia has said we're going to invest $1 billion in this development in downtown Atlanta.
So let me ask you, what is the city's actual responsibility? How much?
It depends on how you look at it. But, you know, the state's putting in $1 billion,
okay,
and then you've got $500 million coming from the TAD, which is, you know, $0 being generated now there in property taxes. Once we do the development, the new property tax money that's generated will go to pay for this development up to $500 million. And so the city is really coming to the table with about $250 million. Of the $1.75 billion, we're coming to the table with $250 million or so. We're getting about a one-for-one return, as I've counted it, in public incentive. And so for me, in terms of a lens of equity, it's the fact that we're almost getting a one-for-one return, dollar for dollar. It's the jobs that are going to be created for the folks who need work all throughout Atlanta. And it's the ripple effect that it's going to have all across the city in terms of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, Economic Development Trust Fund, the transformational impact on families because of the minority business participation, nearly 40% black participation in this project, 10% ownership. It's transformational for families, for our skyline, and for the entire city.
All right, Deborah also had a question about the investment in blighted communities.
And so the TAD money, as a part of the responsibility of getting the TAD dollars, they've got to put 20% back into distressed neighborhoods.
Okay.
That 20% or $125 million is going to go to the English Avenue Vine City Enterprise area.
Who makes that choice?
Well, that's laid out in the law, that the 20% of the TAB money has to go to a distressed area.
But when you say distressed area, is it equally shared to all distressed areas, or somebody makes a decision on priority?
It depends on the pot of money. The $28 million for affordable housing, citywide.
Okay.
$12 million economic development fund, citywide. The $2 million workforce development plan, citywide. There's also, at the end of this deal, another $70 million that will get into the general fund that we can spend anywhere in the city.
I wish I had more time with you. I got Colton in Atlanta. He has a question. Colton, good day. Welcome. Colton? All right. Let's go to Ron, Southwest Atlanta. Got to be quick. Ron.
Thank you very much, Rashad, for bringing me up. And I want to thank Rashad, ex-senator, state of House representatives, that I'm glad you're in this job that you're in. But I have problems the fact that the leader, Mrs. Bottoms, would bring this up on a Friday, and some council people didn't get a 600-page document
Let me do this, Ron. Let me allow him to answer that, because Deborah had a similar question. So,
okay,
Ron, stop right there. I want him to answer that question, and then I will come back to you. I got one minute left before I got to go to Reverend Sharpton. Rashad Taylor, answer that question. Why the short time frame?
Well, you know, this is a complex development deal that involves the state. It involves multiple parties. We've been working on this thing since I got here. When I got here, the affordability number was not 38%, wasn't 38%. So the mayor has gotten the deal much better, even than the one that she inherited, because she said, we're going to make this better for the folks in Atlanta. And so we have had our staff, the CFO, and all of our city attorneys available to members of council. I was talking to them until late last night. We've been providing them with documents on a daily basis. We've been having multiple conversations with them. We understand it's a short time frame. Sometimes these types of real estate deals, you've got to do in secret behind closed doors to keep the integrity of the deal intact. But I think what the mayor has brought to the city council is a great deal for the city. It's balanced, it's equitable, it's going to be transformational, and the city council ought to pass it.
All right, Ron?
Well, I would just say that the city ought to come out and listen to this debate that's going to occur on Monday at city council. But more than that is that part of this contract include that if this developer want to flip or want to sell this product, then the affordable housing part would only last for 3 years. And we know what affordable housing
can
be.
All right, so stop. So, Ron. That should be a question. Rashad Taylor, is that true?
I don't read the agreement like that.
You don't read the agreement that way.
Ron,
I got to go, brother, and I try to get everybody's call in. Rashad Taylor, we'll talk about this more.
Rashad, Richie, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, brother.
You
thank you.